Spin 103.8, you're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. We're talking about cycling on the show today and just how safe you feel out there, because cycling groups are saying the government isn't doing enough to keep cyclists safe out there. So if you cycle regularly, get involved and let me know just how safe you feel. And if you're any kind of road user, get involved in the conversation. What more can be done to make it safe? 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp. Co-founder of iBike Dublin is Stephen McManus. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Lauren. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for your time. Stephen, iBike Dublin is one of the groups that is accusing the government of inaction. Talk to me a bit about why you've all come together and what you're aiming for going forward.
Okay. Well, there was five groups yesterday that came together for this for the first time. That's we all campaign for very similar things. We want cycling to be safe and for people of all ages and abilities, and it's not the case at the moment. There's a majority of young males on the road. We would like to see more children, more elderly people, more females. And part of this is making the road safer. The other part is making drivers be more considerate towards vulnerable road users. Things got to a very critical point now. We believe we are in a crisis with the number of deaths growing significantly. Three people died in the last week. So it was time to get together and make a strong statement to the government, to the Department of Transport, to the Department of Justice. We need better infrastructure and we need better enforcement of the rules of the road.
Okay, now only at the start of the week we heard about a new cycle lane around Fairview, and I know that had been quite controversial because it's quite a busy stretch of road and it was going to make it busier for drivers. But if we're hearing news of new cycle lanes opening up all the time, this obviously isn't good enough if it's not safe to do so.
Well, there is new cycling lanes coming in. The majority of them are well designed. There isn't enough of them. The arterial routes, like if you cycle through Rathmines or you cycle through near the IFSC by Customs House or by the Keys in the Liffey, it's just an incredibly scary experience, and it puts a lot of people off it. The problem is the people that decide not to cycle, a lot of them get into cars and then you have the traffic jams. So cycling is part of the solution of making traffic better for cars also.
Okay, so what kind of plan is in place? Like, this is something you're raising awareness about. Is there anyone with a plan? Is there any kind of model you're working off? Maybe other cities, for example, Stephen?
Well, we are very... we like what happens in a lot of the north of Europe, but Scandinavia, especially Denmark and the Netherlands, are kind of very good reference cases to be used, where you have a vast majority of people commuting in cities in bicycles. Now, we're not saying that everybody should move to bicycles, but what we're trying to say is people should be able to have the option of doing it safely with confidence. So those are the countries that we look at.
Sorry, Stephen, you're just breaking up a little bit there on me.
Apologies.
No, yes. No worries. Sorry, just go back there for a second. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're saying is that it's not that everybody should move to bicycles, but everybody should be able to choose to do it with confidence and safely. So in countries where there is a high adoption of cycling, there is little problems with traffic jams. Like if you go to the Netherlands, I spent a week cycling there with my children and there was no traffic jams. And 80% of people are on bicycles.
Okay, and like look at a day like today, Stephen. Like that's not too appealing for people to go out and cycle. Do you think as well people can be a bit negative because of the weather here? Now, I'm not saying it doesn't rain in Norway, but are we just quite pessimistic about cycling?
Look, when you get on a bicycle, you realize it doesn't rain as much as you think when you're in a car. Like, I dropped my kids to school on the rain this morning, and all you need is a raincoat. So, there isn't such a thing as bad weather, as they say. It's the wrong clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is doable. You're going to have to walk in the rain anywhere. You're going to drive into town. You're going to have to find a spot to park, and you're going to have to walk in the rain. You're going to get wet no matter what. So just wear the right clothes.
And what has the reaction been to the cycling groups coming together? Because I mentioned at the start of the show already, like, some of the comments on our Facebook page are very negative, and we're talking about people who have lost their lives cycling, and there isn't a very positive reaction.
Yes. Look, there is a very strong anti-cycling sentiment out there. A lot of it is fed by the media itself. And obviously, it's in the interest of the motor industry also that people are opposed to cycling. But if you really think about it, it's actually a positive thing for us that they're coming out and showing their bias and their prejudice against cyclists. You know, this could be your relatives, your mother, that, you know, and once they get on a bicycle, you suddenly hate them. This is madness. So we are getting a lot. There has been a huge increase in these negative posts and comments since yesterday. But, we're taking it as a positive because it gives them a chance to think about what they're doing.
Okay. Listen, Stephen, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Lauren. All
Thanks so much. That's Stephen McManus there, co-founder of iBike Dublin. And it's not just them. It's cyclist.ie, Dublin Cycling Campaign, Safe Cycling Ireland and Cycling Without Age. They're the five groups who, in a joint statement, say they are sick and tired of the silence and inaction by the government when it comes to cyclist safety. So if you are regularly out and about on your bike, I would like to hear from you today. Just how safe is it out there? And maybe you are one of those who has thought about cycling, but you just feel, I don't want to take the risk. Get involved in the conversation. I would love to hear from you. And like I mentioned to Stephen there, there is a lot of negative comments, particularly on our Facebook page. 15 people now this year have lost their lives cycling on Irish roads. And there's not a huge amount of sympathy, which is quite disheartening to see. Maybe you are one of those. Maybe you're a road user and you have no time for cycling. All of you, get involved. I'd love to hear from you, no matter what kind of road user you are today. 087 711 1038. Lots of your messages coming through. I promise to do my best to get to them all about cycling in around the city. So thank you for getting involved. But I'm going to go straight to the phones. Darren is waiting there. Hi, Darren.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you very much. Darren, I mentioned our post, you know, on Facebook talks about the fact that 14, now actually since last night, 15 people have lost their lives on the road this year cycling in Ireland. And I mentioned that people don't seem to be very sympathetic about that. And it kind of sounds like you're one of them.
I just want to start off by saying I might have the unpopular, insensitive opinion, but I also am a cyclist. So for me, the bias is not there because I am a cyclist. However, my statement was about that there was a total of 15 cyclists that died in Ireland this year. But when you compare that to the driver, passenger and motorcycle accidents, there was a total of 140 this year in comparison to 15. I feel one of the main reasons that we have an issue with this is because the infrastructure of the Irish roads in comparison to, let's say, more countries that have adopted cycling, for example, Germany, mainly Berlin, they have the infrastructure there to support the cyclists.
Okay. Now, I don't want to get into comparing and contrasting because when it comes to people's lives, right? But there are a lot less people cycling than there is driving or on motorbikes. But at the same, like, it's still 15 people who died, Darren, and that's
I appreciate
needless.
That. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know, no deaths are necessary and no deaths are ever going to be good. Deaths are always going to be negative, but it's about how do we improve that figure, you know, going forward, because, you know, deaths do occur and they will always occur. However, how do we lower that number for future years? And I think that is regarding the infrastructure and the laws around cycling. Now, being a cyclist myself, I do cycle, and you do get into these congested areas where people are stuck in traffic, and that creates frustration for drivers. And that makes them impatient, which will cause issues for cyclists. You know, let's say if I'm cycling, I have an impatient driver, I'm at more danger than that driver is. Yeah. But in addition to that, cyclists are also to blame regarding, you know, proper equipment on their bike, lights, jackets, etc. So, I mean, I think it just needs to be stricter laws throughout for both sides. I don't think...
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree. I think, you know, it's sometimes we hear from cyclists giving out about drivers and drivers giving out about cyclists, but you're fairly balanced, Darren. Like, you can see it from both sides.
Yeah, I see from both sides, and I'm never going to be insensitive towards deaths. You know, someone's after losing a life. Someone's after losing maybe a father, a son, you know, a daughter, etc. So, you know, you never want that, but it's about looking at these and analysing them from that perspective and trying to decide how do we make that better going forward, because those deaths have occurred. There's no point looking back in history. You got to move forward and kind of try to figure out how do we improve that, how does that get better. And I think it takes both sides to answer that.
Okay, Darren, appreciate your time. Thank you very much for coming on.
No problem, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Just before I go to Ruth, who's on the line next, Jake says, if they actually cycled properly, this wouldn't be an issue. This business of two cyclists on the road when you can only fit one car down is ridiculous. How about widening roads and resurfacing all roads? That might do the trick. I think cycle lanes should be on footpaths and not on roads. It's that simple. Leave the road to the vehicles. So a big issue around Fairview is that, yeah, the cycle lane now has reduced a part of the road to one lane. But I suppose if you were listening to Steve McManus earlier on from iBike, he was saying, well, if more people were cycling, less people would be on that road, so it wouldn't be as congested. I don't know. As Darren said, both sides, I think, need to come to some agreement. I mentioned Ruth is on the line. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Lauren.
Ruth, you have tried cycling. Were you a bit apprehensive?
Yeah, I was at first, and went out, bought kind of a cheap bike to keep me going to commute to work, because it saved me 2 hours a day on my commute.
Oh, wow.
So that was my main incentive. Now, I got knocked very minorly by someone who just decided to move a bit too far left into the bike lane.
Okay.
And didn't understand why they were at fault.
And were you cycling at the time, or were you static?
No, I was cycling.
Oh, God, you must have got a fright, Ruth.
Yeah, I did. But it was my main issue with that was the driver was completely unaware that he was in a bike lane.
Okay.
And I find that a lot with drivers, that they've no spatial awareness around cyclists.
Yeah, and that's something Stephen mentioned earlier on, is that kind of lack of consideration that the road is only for cars. What did you think of the point I just read out, though, that maybe the cycle lanes should be up on the footpaths and leave the roads to the cars? Would you feel safer?
Oh, much safer. There's a couple of roads that I cycle on where the cycle lane is separate to the main road, and I'd cycle with complete confidence, with no fear.
Yeah.
But as soon as that cycle lane, or lack thereof, moves to the road, immediately it puts fear in cyclists.
And so are you, like, how are you feeling? Are you going to continue cycling? You mentioned it knocks 2 hours off your commute. Is it worth it?
Yeah, I still cycle probably about 80% of the time. So I still think it's worth it, but the risk does, you wake up in the morning and go, is it worth it today?
Now, can I ask you about this morning? Like, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning and I got to train. On a morning like this morning, would you be okay cycling? Did you cycle in today?
No. Now, partly I had a very early start, and with it being that dark.
Okay.
That would be part of my reasoning, not just the weather. The weather usually doesn't put me off.
Okay, that's good to hear. So Ruth, you've had a knock, and it's just the spatial awareness, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. And lack of consideration, as other people have mentioned as well.
Okay, lovely to speak to you, Ruth. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Ben has been in touch on 087 711 1038 and says, I'm a person who happens to use a bike to get about town. I can't afford a vehicle and can't depend on Dublin Bus. I wear lights and reflective vests and a helmet. I also signal to keep my bike in good condition. Yet all drivers in the city think I am the problem. By riding a bike, I cause less congestion, less pollution, reduce my health problems, your taxes attributed to healthcare, and costs for road maintenance. I'm Canadian and lived in Vancouver for years when that city started improving their roads for cyclists. Change can happen, but the political and cultural will has got to be there, and people need to stop hating one another simply for the form of transportation they choose, or like me, are required to use. Thanks so much for that, Ben. And I don't know if, you know, being Canadian, you feel, are we just very negative about cycling? You know, Stephen mentioned Norway earlier on. It's got to be colder there. It's probably colder where Ben's from in Canada. But yet that kind of people don't really like the idea of cycling, I think a lot of the time is because the weather is so miserable. Not just safety, but I don't know. Well, what are your thoughts? 087 711 1038. Fergal is next. Hi, Fergal.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. Now, Fergal, you are coming at it from the opposite side as a driver or a pedestrian. You feel that, like Ruth was saying, she feels drivers can be inconsiderate. You think the cyclists can be inconsiderate.
Yeah, because I was walking up Georgia Street one evening and I was just crossing the road and a cyclist was turning right, yelled at me saying, "Watch where you're going," and he broke the red light, which, okay, it's a bit annoying to be a pedestrian and a driver, which that does happen constantly. But I think if they can learn to respect the rules of the road, there will be no problems then.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before about the laws and the rules, and you know, we had Darren on earlier on, who's a cyclist, and it sounds like he takes it very seriously and he knows he has a responsibility that he has got to adhere to the law. Do you think that's it, especially around the city centre? Like, I understand the likes of Ruth and Darren may be commuting every day. You would get all the gear. You would make sure you know the rules. But for people who jump on and off bikes to nip around, like without helmets, without lights, etc., that it's sometimes these people that are very careless and breaking the law.
Yeah.
That give cyclists a bad name.
Yeah, like, I mean, I respect cyclists, don't get me wrong. I know they have to share the road with us, but if they just take that extra minute just to look around, make sure no one's getting in their way, then everyone will be safer.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Fergal, thanks so much for coming on.
No bother, Lauren. Thanks for calling me.
Thanks so much. Fergal had just touched base on the text 087 711 1038 to say that he's nearly been knocked down by cyclists. Now, look, I know the argument is that a car is going to do a lot more damage to a cyclist or a pedestrian, for example. But that's not to say bikes can't do damage to people. I know someone's mum who was knocked down by a bike and was in hospital for weeks as a result. You know, it can, like, obviously a bike versus a car, the car is going to come out on top, but it doesn't mean that bikes can't hurt people. And I think, you know, you have to recognise that. Everyone we've spoken to so far who commutes by bike seems to take their responsibility fairly seriously. Today, I would like to hear from you. Cycling groups are saying that the government isn't doing enough to keep cyclists safe on the road. Do you feel safe out there? Get involved. I'm on 087 711 1038. Claire is on the line. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Claire, it sounds like you're in a car. Are you a driver or a cyclist or what?
Every day I'm actually a driver of a car, but at times when the weather is good, I'm a fair weather cyclist, I suppose you could call me.
So today was not a day for cycling for you?
Absolutely not. In fact, I made an attempt to go into college and turned around, and I'm on the second attempt now. It was that bad.
Yeah, like someone was saying earlier on, I think it was Stephen from My Bike, that there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. So were you well wrapped up getting on the bike?
I was in the car today, so I actually, it was the M50 was closed, so I actually didn't even attempt the bike.
But So you're on attempt two of the car?
Attempt two of the car, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Claire, talk to me a bit just about how safe you feel when you are out and about on the bike.
Yeah, well, so just to echo what you were saying there, I actually don't think all the cycle lanes are very, very safe at all. I live in Bray, and I was cycling into town a little while ago, and just along Stillorgan. Now, I don't know, I haven't done it recently, so I don't know if they're fixed, but you're dodging potholes. You're constantly dodging potholes. You have to have the right bike to go to do that cycle, because it's like, you know, if you hit a pothole wrong, you could damage a tyre or damage a wheel or something like that. But then as I got to the UCD flyover, this other guy came from behind me, but he was on bike, and I don't know what happened to him, but he skidded in front of me, and so he came off his bike, but he was on the road, no helmet, no nothing, no reflective gear, no light, and I had the full helmet, reflective jacket, everything that you could think of. And he skidded in front of me, and I hit him and was thrown over the front of my handlebars.
Broke
my elbow and injured my hip. Like, my hip has been kind of bad ever since, but like, obviously I went to get my elbow fixed. I ended up in the emergency department. And now the guy, he was a lovely kid, like a young kid, but literally it was as if, I don't even know if it was his bike, to be honest, but, you know, he was sorry about what he did. But just, like, he was... he was in a t-shirt and jeans, and it was a cold day, and it was like the bike was, he just didn't know how to cycle one.
Oh, I was wondering maybe had he hit a pothole or something.
No, I think what he was trying, you know the way when you're cycling, and if you don't go up at like 90 degrees to a curb, if you go in any way at a shorter angle, the wheel can kind of slide instead of going up it.
Yeah.
So it was like I was on the cycle path and he was on the road.
Okay.
And at UCD, it's quite a main road. Like, it's a large, you know, there's a big lanes of traffic. And so obviously maybe he wanted to get off it, but okay, he decided to come up at like a big thick curb, and he didn't make it, and it skidded. So then he skidded along the ground. So his momentum just kind of was sliding, whereas mine was a straight impact into him. I don't know how I didn't hurt him either, because, you know, you're cycling. When you cycle, there's a bit of speed. But it was just...
Oh, no, Claire, come back. Oh, damn it, I really wanted to ask her something else. Okay, we'll try and get Claire back in just a sec. We just lost her. But it's brought up an interesting point. And if you're a cyclist, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Is that Claire sounds like a very responsible cyclist, knows her thing, coming in from Bray to UCD every day with all the reflective gear and the lights and everything. And here's this fella in jeans and a t-shirt. So as a cyclist, do you get very frustrated with the novices on the road or the fair weather cyclists or the cyclists really who don't know what they're doing? Because I am sure there are cyclists out there who know all the laws, who do take it seriously, who are very considerate and responsible. And it's other people that maybe give you all a bad name. So is that something that frustrates you? Mark says, I'm mixed on this. I do see more and more cyclists stopping at lights and signalling. Unfortunately, I do see more cyclists who do not stop at lights or signal or look before moving out, whether signal or not. So many cyclists with no helmets or high vis. Also, I see takeaway delivery cyclists a lot more and more these days, no helmets and some with no high vis. As the bike delivery is job related, I think the companies should be made supply these by law as part of the job and road safety. Also, the parents cycling around with babies or small children on the bar at these little bicycle seats, how is that even legal? No safety, no helmets on the kids, and if the kid tilts from side to side, surely that affects the bicycle from falling over. All in all, I do see more cyclists obeying rules on the road, but so many don't. Possibly because you never see a guard stop them, or perhaps because there's not enough laws for cyclists. I ain't defending drivers, I do try to be extra vigilant or observant at all times, but I do often see cars who clearly don't see the cyclist, either by nearly hitting them or dangerously overtaking. Also, a lot of cyclists don't use cycle paths when available and cycle at high speeds for a bicycle on footpaths. Okay, yeah, lots of points there, Mark, and thank you very much for sharing. So we should have Claire back on the line. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you? Sorry about that.
You're okay, Claire. What I wanted to ask you, and I was just asking other listeners there, is as an experienced cyclist and someone who is... you know, quite responsible, and as you mentioned, you have all the gear and you're doing it daily. Does it frustrate you then, the likes of this fella who knocked you off your bike, kind of just a novice and maybe someone who doesn't know the rules? Because I was reading out a message there while you were gone from Mark, who was saying, you know, there are lots of cyclists who are very responsible, but then there are those that, you know, give everyone a bad name because they don't know the rules. Is that frustrating?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that, you know, I don't wish badness on the cyclist who did knock me off, but, like, it can really affect someone if you have these cyclists who are taking their chances, who are, you know, going in and around cars on a rainy day and they're not making themselves more obvious. So, like, that can give other cyclists a bad name.
Yeah.
But it's just like car drivers. You know, you have bad car drivers who will do stupid maneuvers, and I think I don't know, maybe re-education, I don't know. I really do think that if everybody who drove a car could sit on a bike and see how exposed they are, see how vulnerable you become, you it would change the attitude of people in the whole of the country, I think.
Absolutely. Claire, thanks so much for coming on today. Safe travels into college. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Lots of your messages coming through on this one. What do you think needs to change? How do we make it safer for cyclists? 087 711 1038.